Christian tune, Motley Crue, and Smoking in the Boys Room. I'm Tammy Rush's 357.
The U.S. and Vietnamese governments announcing today Hanoi will release the remains of 26 American servicemen previously missing in action and information on six others, also MIAs. 26, the largest number of bodies turned over at one time since the end of the war in Vietnam. The news comes on the heels of a proposal by the Vietnamese to set up direct high-level talks to resolve the MIA situation. Nearly 2,500 American servicemen remain unaccounted for. Secretary of State Schultz expected to discuss the offer with Vietnamese officials later this week. Darkness on the edge of town. Just about all of Utah could tell that tale Saturday when a bolt of lightning hit a Salt Lake City substation, knocking out the juice to most of the state.
Most of our customers are back on, and we would expect that by dawn we should have a power source.
A power and light spokesman. Like a sleeping giant, that's how fire officials describe brush fires in 10 western states. Fires that have burned through more than 200,000 acres and have been especially devastating in California's Los Padres National Forest.
It has not been rampaging as it originally did towards the cities of Ojai and Carpinteria, but it remains a threat.
A fire service spokesman. Firefighters flying in from the East Coast to help battle the blazes. Meetings for gays and women, but no blacks. That criticism hurled at Alcoholics Anonymous by a black member from New Jersey who proposed the group set up a permanent commission to deal with minority concerns. The group holding its 50th anniversary convention this weekend in Montreal. The rules of the game.
The purpose is that you shouldn't take shortcuts because shortcuts are dangerous.
A Chicago child who's already learned what the game Strangers and Dangers wants to teach. The board game developed by three former Chicago policemen.
That game board portrays real situations, actual cases that we